Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Donald Trump is not joking when he says he'd like to make Canada the 51st state, and the U.S. president's desire to annex this country is related to its supply of critical minerals. Trudeau made the remarks to more than 100 business, labor and industry leaders who were invited to an economic summit today in Toronto. His comments were made behind closed doors after reporters were ushered out of the room, but the Toronto Star was able to hear what Trudeau was saying because the audio was inadvertently broadcast. The Star, which first reported the story, says Trudeau was answering a question from one of those attending the summit. The Prime Minister said the Trump administration knows what critical minerals Canada has and that may be even why they keep talking about absorbing us and making us the 51st state. Three cabinet ministers who were at the summit did not deny that Trudeau made the comments about the Trump administration. They're very aware of our resources, of what we have, and they very much want to be able to benefit from those, Trudeau said, according to the Toronto Star report. But Mr. Trump has it in mind that one of the easiest ways of doing that is absorbing our country. And it is a real thing. Transport Minister Anita Anand, Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne and Labour Minister Stephen McKinnon spoke to reporters outside the room shortly after and were asked about Trudeau's comments. Anand said it's clear that everyone in the room agreed on one thing. And that is, there will be no messing with the 49th parallel, she said. Canada is free. Canada is sovereign. Canada will choose its own destiny, thank you very much, McKinnon said. Champagne said he's been in Washington, D.C., this week making the case against tariffs. One thing that I made clear is that the supply chain are very integrated, and that Canada is prepared and willing to work with our American friends on the basis of mutual respect, respecting our sovereignty, respecting the dignity of our workers and our industry, he said. And they understand now better than ever that you cannot pick on Canada and make life more affordable for Americans. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 7, 2025. Sarah Ritchie and Sammy Hughes, The Canadian Press.